The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program are Janelle Tucker with KMCH Manchester. Janelle, can you start us off with a question for Senator Grassley?
It's good to talk to you again, Senator. I hope you're doing well.
Been doing very well.
Good. Well, I know the tariffs are a concern to a lot of people, especially farmers. I was just wondering if you could provide the latest update on what's going on with the tariffs and then your opinion.
Yes. First of all, I ought to give you my personal view before I speak about the policies. All my life in the Congress, I've been a free and fair trader. I think that we've benefited, the world's benefited, but particularly farmers benefit because we export about a third of our production. So getting trade barriers down are very important for me as a senator. Now, that's entirely different than the way the president approaches it. And I'm going to take the position that I don't think I've been wrong, but maybe I've been wrong. And so I'm going to wait and see. So I'm not going to fight the president on his tariffs. Maybe he says that he puts tariffs on and then negotiations happen. And maybe he'll end up in the world I want. If he's right, I'll applaud him. And if he's wrong, I will tell him I told you so. So let's look at maybe just today as an example. Maybe it's working. He put tariffs on Mexico. Earlier today, they were delayed by a month because they're going to negotiate. So maybe he'll come up with some negotiations that are things that I'm going to say are very good, and I'm going to applaud him. If it doesn't work, then I think I'm going to remind him of things like I remind him about Canada Day by putting tariffs on. We have Biden inflation that raised the cost of input products for agriculture by 20%. And so he puts a tariff on potash coming from Canada. We don't need any more of that in farming, so I asked him to make an exemption for potash from Canada.
Somewhat related to this question, too. So it's been 2 weeks since President Trump was sworn in, 2 weeks of his presidency. What so far to this point has President Trump done? What actions has he taken that you agree with, that you think he's doing well with? And then what are some actions that you maybe don't agree with, that you have some concerns with?
I think I'll answer the last part first. And I think at this point, it's just tariffs, not necessarily, as I told you right now, disagreeing with him, but it's kind of contrary to my own ideology on trade. In the first part, I think he has, I'll give you two answers. One, the people he's appointing is going to upset the status quo in Washington, and I think it needs to be upset, and it seems to me he's doing a thorough job of that. And secondly, just in a very general way without being specific, he's carrying out the mandates that he got in the election. Through executive order, and some of it may take actions by Congress of the United States, but what he can do by executive order, he's done. In a couple instances, courts have questioned whether he had the authority. They haven't made a definitive decision of whether or not he did the right thing according to law. We'll just have to wait and see how those courts rule.
For all of the hearings that have been held so far for cabinet and other positions, which person do you feel like has done the best job so far in their hearing? And who do you think of all of those qualified for the job?
Okay, well, I'm chairman of the Judiciary Committee, and we've had Pam Bondi, Attorney General, and Patel, new FBI director. They've been very controversial and take a great deal of time, but I think each of them have done well in answering their questions. And we've had particularly Democrats asking very tough questions, very confrontational questions. But I think these two candidates have done a good job in my committee. I think the Secretary of Treasury, Benson, has done a good job. And I think the most highly focused has been on RFK Jr. for HHS. And from my point of view, he's done a good job. But I think of the people left to be confirmed, his will be the most controversial.
Turning our attention to the plane crash last week in D.C., that mid-air collision, I know a lot of people have questions about why that may or may not have happened. From your standpoint in the Senate, do you have any questions that you feel are unanswered at this time?
Well, I think the Commerce Committee, and I'm not on that committee, is going to dig into it and get some answers that you and other people and I'm entitled to. But right now, all I know about it is what I've read and saw through the media. And I guess the helicopter was 100 feet higher than it should have been. And that's the cause of the accident. And it's just a tragedy. And we mourn for the families that lost the loved ones.
And just wanting to give you an opportunity to let us know about anything else that you're working on in the Senate, other legislation, anything you want to update our listeners on at this time.
Yeah. A couple bills to get drug prices down. The new five-year farm bill that should have been done the last 2 years and didn't get done. Then get the wall built and give the president the support he needs for the deportation of the people that illegally entered the country. And then immediately tomorrow, we're going to have a hearing on what we can do about the fentanyl that's coming into this country, killing 75,000 people a year.
Well, that's all my questions at this time, Senator. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you very much. Goodbye.
Thank you. Bye.
Thanks, Janelle, for participating in today's public affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.